time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again, and the time is, what? It's about 11:14. And we've got about 45 minutes to go in this program. I need some winners. I need some people registered for the drawing because I've got a smoothie, and you get a free sandwich. Yeah, but from Jimmy John's, and you get a 20-inch smoothie from the smoothie place, and an Arby's sandwich. Oh boy! And plus, the if you haven't won anything in 30 days, or whatever, or maybe you already won a Ridgedale NASCAR thing. Just one to a person. Okay, and the 18th, let me read it again. The 18th Annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. Saturday, February 15th, 2020. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5. And that's a chicken dinner, by the way. Prepared by Country Caterers. The Ridgedale Lions Club, boy, they do a lot of good, too. Over the years, they've really been a staunch organization for help. Okay, so that's coming up February 15th. Before you get to Big Island. Yeah, it's okay. Now, I've only got Gene, Judy, and Nathan registered for the drawing come about 11:55. So there's plenty of room for you. Now, the one man I'm trying to get you to identify, he was originally from Clarendon, lived just a couple of doors west of the Clarendon United Methodist Church. And I think one of his relatives lives there now. His son was a rural mail carrier and drove a Model A Ford. I knew his son as well as I knew his dad. Okay, but what's the name of the man I'm looking for? He was once a county commissioner even. Yeah. His first name started with the letter L. That help? Okay. Boy, of course, I guess nobody listens from the Clarendon area. Is my wife the only listener in Clarendon? Okay. What company in Marion once used cabinets to steam wood, called a steam cabinet? What did they steam? Well, they steamed wood. But why? What did they make? What was the name of the company? Better yet, what was the name of the company that utilized steam cabinets? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, Rich.
The guy's name from Clarendon is Luther Mitchell.
Yes, Luther Mitchell, you betcha.
And the people that used the steam cabinets to make bend the wood was a Houghton Sulky.
You're right, yeah, Richard. Okay, now, Rich, you're going to be in the drawing here at 11:55.
Oh.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Oh, hey, Rich, thanks for that fruitcake. That was so good.
Oh, you're welcome.
Woo, boy. Okay. All right, we'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, that's Rich Kaufman. Rich is a well-known Marion County farmer. Been there for years and years. Okay, let me see here. Luther Mitchell. Yes, indeed. Okay. Yeah, Rich lives on Kaufman Road. Yeah, his family, I think, are people that named that road. Kaufman Road. Okay. Let me write down his name here. Okay. Now, we've got, today's the 24th. No, okay. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the drawing for 11:55. Okay, let's move along. Name the AC in AC Tower. I thought I would get that rather quickly because I've asked that question probably 4 times over the past 20 years. What does AC stand for? 740-383-9944. What does AC stand for? And Houghton Salke, yes, they were the ones that used steam cabinets to bend the shafts for a Salke. Pure and simple. But they're long gone. I used to do tours there, take people through and show them the steam cabinets and show all the, and the men that worked as stripers. Oh, you talk about talent. How these men would shellac, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Akron, Canton.
No, it wasn't Akron, Canton. No. Okay, keep thinking. All right. But, yeah, it's really interesting to... Oh, here's another caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Well, I think it's alternating current, and I think I've answered that question the last 3 times you asked it.
But it's not alternating current.
It's not?
No. It has to do with railroading.
Well, I thought... yeah. Didn't they have... Can well, you, maybe I'm thinking.
Yeah. Can you imagine this big building up there and with the letters alternating current?
Well, I thought, though, that that's what ran the cars that when the, or maybe I'm thinking of, like, streetcars.
Yeah, you're thinking of CD&M streetcars.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Charles.
Okay. That's. Hey, thanks. Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, yes. AC, what does it stand for? Oh, my goodness. I bet we'll get an answer for that yet. Okay, let me see. What else do I have? I circled a bunch of things there. Okay. Oh, here's an easy one. What company once had a donut shop on North Main Street? What was it called? The Donut Shop on North Main Street. Now, we know what's going in now east here. The Dunkin' Company and their donut. There's one going into Mount Gilead, too. Right beside Taco Bell. Yeah. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? You're not all there. Okay. Well, let me... okay, call back. Okay, call back, caller. And because I couldn't get you through that first time. Okay, Donut Shop on North Main Street. What was its name? The Donut Shop on North Main, on the west side. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The Donut Shop was Huddles.
Well,
Dixie Cream,
yes, that's right.
Huddles Dixie Cream.
That's what I was looking for. Okay, now what's your name?
Well, I've already won, Charlie.
So oh, okay, all right.
Doesn't matter.
Well, thanks.
I went to school with... Rick.
Oh,
Huddles.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So, they made good donuts, too.
They were wonderful donuts.
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Yeah. Like I was saying, though, there's another. I saw it. Where did I see it? On the internet? Where another donut shop, Dunkin' Donuts or Dunkin' or whatever they call it now, is going to go in right beside Taco Bell in Mount Gilead. That'd be this side of Mount Gilead. Yeah. It really surprises me. There must be a big appetite in Mount Gilead for donuts. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Caller. Are you hiding in the bushes somewhere? Oh, let me see. Let me go back. Okay, caller, if you were calling, I couldn't get you through here, but call again. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people running for the prizes at about 11:55. All right. So, let me, oh, here we go. Maybe this is it. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Akron, Cincinnati.
No, it wasn't Akron, it AC. AC, oh, I see what you mean. No.
Allegheny?
No, no. well, you keep thinking about it.
Okay.
It's the first railroad that came through Marion. The very first railroad to come through Marion.
Okay.
Think about it. Okay. I don't know if that's in our history book or not. The Marion history book. But, yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to give you a hint. It had to do with an ocean. Well, all I can say is it had to do with an ocean. 7403399444. Okay. Dixie Cream Donut Shop. Yes, indeed. Okay, now let me see. What was the name of the place downtown that's gone? I wish it was still there. And it started with the letter G. And it was down going west on Center Street, not very far west. And it was always crowded there with the noon hour. Boy, oh boy, people put in their order and then go sit down and, hey, your order's ready. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, what was its name? Later it moved to the corner of Fairground and Main, and that was a mistake because they no longer operated. Well, they did for a while. But what was their name downtown? Started with the letter G. Yeah, renewing old man. Moores and Ross. I'm glad our listener knew Moores and Ross was a dairy, and I'm so glad for our listener that knew about the dredge boat and the fact that it was on William Street in Green Camp and was pulled out of the little Scioto and a house built around it. Oh, my. Okay, so we're back to AC, the AC Tower. Now, if you could go down to the radio or the train station quickly. I don't know if they're open, though. And ask somebody in there, what does that AC stand for out there on your, you know. You remember when that was on the other side of the tracks? Boy, that was a big day in Marion when they moved the AC tower from the north side to the south side of the tracks. And why did they move it? To make it more accessible to you. And you can go up there and see those big levers they would pull and switch the tracks. And I remember when they phased that out and went all, you know, electronic controls. So the guy that operated the AC tower said, Charlie, if they take this out and don't use it anymore, they're going to have wrecks all over the place. Well, I don't think they ever did. Thank goodness for technology. But what does AC stand for? All right, what else do I have here? Oh, the kitchen downtown. What was its name? And it was so popular. I ate there when I worked at the original WDIF. Every now and then I would eat there. And, boy, it was crowded. Oh, my goodness. It was like the whole downtown was eating there. Now, that would have been how many years ago? 20 years ago? 18 years ago? Do you know what that was called? Oh, my goodness. Now, here's another question. When they built City Hall, they had to eliminate some buildings. They did. Right next to the Harding Hotel. There was a building next to the Harding Hotel on this side that was torn down. What was sold there? What did City Hall replace? Now, I once knew the man that managed it, and I remember he gave, I still have it at home, a bar, wooden bar, that when you worked on the railroad, you stuck that in a wheel on top and used that to give you extra force to break that car. Yeah. Okay, so, now let me think. Where'd I go from here? Oh, that store that was torn down to make way for City Hall. What was the name of it? What did they sell there? Yeah, it was quite prominent. We used to advertise it. Yes. Go ahead, caller.
Was that Montgomery Wards?
No, it was down farther west than Montgomery Wards.
Oh.
Okay, so you keep thinking. All right. Yeah, it was farther west. In fact, Montgomery Ward is still standing where it was, but this building is gone. This building is now City Hall. City Hall is quite a jumping place anymore, isn't it? Yeah, read the newspaper, read W.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with the final 25 minutes or so. And if you've got an answer, please give me a buzz. 7403-399-44. What was the name of the restaurant downtown on West Center Street, not very far going west from what used to be the Marion County Bank? It was right in there. I think where there is a parking lot perhaps now for maybe right where I'm parked. You're next to the heart failure clinic. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Yes.
The building that was torn down there where City Hall is, that was Lennon's.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, Lennon's furniture.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've won within the past 30 days, so I can't put you in the drawing today, Bob.
Right.
Okay.
But, how about giving me Arby's?
Well, but this is all, you know.
I thought these were two separate prices.
No, I'm going to draw for all of them at 11:55.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. Right. Very good. well, let me see here. Where was I? What's the name of the kitchen downtown? That's the last name of the business. What was the first name? Start with the letter G. Does that ring a bell? I can't hear it ringing. Yeah, it would start with the letter G. Its last name or last word in the title was kitchen. Now, what was G kitchen? Yes, caller, go ahead.
Did the AC stand for Atlantic Central?
Hey, well, you're getting close. You got one right, Atlantic.
Okay.
Okay, keep trying.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Atlantic. That's the first word. But then the other has to do with going from here to there. Oh, my. Name the restaurant downtown that's no longer there. They used to be there and frequented by so many of the downtown people. Now we've got Byries, of course, and what else? We'll have some others downtown, too. So downtown is growing. But, Kitchen, that was the last name in the title. What was the first name? Started with the letter G. That wasn't Giuseppe's. Oh, maybe this is it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, Atlantic Chesapeake.
No, it wasn't Atlantic Chesapeake. Hey, keep going, though. There's only only so many words in the language.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, in the language. I'm okay. English language, yes. She's getting closer and closer. Ah, yes. I don't know if that's in the Marion County History Book or not. But it was I tell you, because of that railroad, we got that disease that came from itinerants that came this way on that railroad. 1851, that railroad came through Marion and dropped off all these sickies that ended up dying and buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery. I once talked to a doctor. I said, how long does that disease last? He said, once you're dead, it's gone. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Atlantic Columbus.
No, you're close again. Thanks. Atlantic is the first word, yeah. C is the word we're looking for. Where are you railroaders? Of course, it'd take an old-time railroad to remember that. But I think if you went to the Marion County history books, you would find the answer. 1851 came through Marion from the west. Oh, my goodness. Yep. You'll often remember that after today's session. When you go by the AC tower, you'll be able to tell somebody you're with, I know exactly what that stands for. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, that would be Atlantic and Canton.
No, it wasn't. That's a good guess, but not quite right. Okay, the second name in the title had nothing to do with railroading. Does that help? The first title, well, and the second title, you put them together, and unless you knew what you were talking about, you wouldn't even know it was a railroad. But the first part had to do with an ocean, I'll say that. But the second part is what you're working on. Yeah. So what did, let me give you a hint, because if I don't give you a hint, we'll never get done today. And I'll be here the rest of the day. Hint. Let me see. Christopher Columbus. Yeah. Oops. Yes.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Atlantic Chicago.
No, it wasn't. Ooh. Okay. All right. Oh, my. It had something to do with, you might say, with Christopher Columbus. And it was not Columbus. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Atlantic City.
No, it wasn't Atlantic City.
Wait.
Oh, my. Am I ever going to get that? And I'm really surprised because every other time I've asked this question, I got an answer. But only because I once talked to a railroader that knew the answer, and I repeated it on the air. Okay, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Well, was it Atlantic Clipper?
No, it wasn't Atlantic Clipper, but it's getting close. Okay. Oh, Atlantic Clipper. Had to do, what did Christopher Columbus do? Yeah, he sailed, but that starts with an S. What did Christopher Columbus do to go from here to there? What would you call that? This is fun. 740-383-9944. And like I say, the next time you go west, look up at that tower and read that AC and say, I know what that stands for. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Is it the Atlantic Coastline?
No, but you're getting close.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Atlantic Coastline, yes. Christopher Columbus did this. Oh, my. Let's see. So did Charles Lindbergh. Who else? The Titanic tried but didn't make it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Atlantic Crossing.
Yes, Atlantic Crossing. Yes, that's right.
I had to, Charlie. Nobody else is helping you.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, thanks, Ed.
Okay,
okay,
bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Ed Atkins. Okay, Atlantic Crossing. That's what Columbus did. That's what Lindbergh did. They crossed the Atlantic. Oh, my goodness. Atlantic Crossing, AC. Remember that now. You can pull that one on someone you're taking through Marion, and you look up there and see that AC. See, I bet you don't know what that means. 11:38, 11:39 is the time. We'll be making that drawing in another 10 minutes or so. So I need some more winners here. Okay, what was the name of that restaurant in downtown Marion? Starts with the letter G and ends with the name Kitchen. Figure that one out. It wasn't great. It wasn't goodness. What was it? It was a lady's name. A lady's name, Kitchen. Now, what was the lady's name? 740-383-9944. I was trying to think of any lady that I know today with that name. And I can't think of any. Okay, so what was the title of that restaurant? Very popular restaurant, but they shouldn't have moved to North Main and Fairground because they didn't last very long up there. People didn't want to drive clear up there, but boy, downtown, yeah, they poured out of the stores, clerks and others, to eat at this blank kitchen. 740-383-9944. It's 11:40 right now. Okay. Boy, we're getting nowhere fast. Did I get the name of that furniture company that they tore down? I guess I did, didn't I? Lennon's Furniture. Okay, Lennon's was where City Hall is now. And I got donuts on North Main. That was Dixie Cream. Dick Huddle was the proprietor there. Okay, and now I need... here's a good one. What business was located at the corner of Vine and Church? The east corner, northeast corner of Vine and Church. It's not there now, but it was forever prior to a couple of businesses since. And the owner's name... One of the owners was Jack, and I think the other was Gene. I think. I know Jack was one of the owners. What was the name of that business? Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
Yes, would that be Sally's Kitchen?
No, it wasn't Sally's. No.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Name that store that was on the northwest corner of Church and Vine. The building is still there, the parking lot's still there, but it doesn't sell auto parts anymore. Name that business that was there for you. I used to deal there for years and years and years. Okay. Go ahead, caller. Do you have an answer, caller? Catherine, are you there? Oh, Catherine's gone. Oh, it's still ringing. Okay, go ahead, Catherine.
Would it be Gladys Kitchen?
Yes, it was Gladys Kitchen. Yes! Hey, what is your name?
Kathy Crisp.
Okay, Kathy, I'm putting your name down. You'll be in for that drawing shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Kathy. Bye. Gladys Kitchen. Got that? Gladys Kitchen. All right. Now, let me see. Da-da-da-da. Okay, now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people listed for the drawing. I need more. Okay, Gladys Kitchen got that. Got Lennon's Furniture. Now, I need the business, the automotive business that once was located at the corner of Vine Street and Church, the northeast corner. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Cooper Auto Parts.
Yes, Cooper Auto Parts. Gotcha. Okay, what's your name?
Maury Morse.
Okay. Yeah. From Maury's Bar, right?
No, from Marion Auto Sales.
Oh, from Marion Auto Sales. Oh, okay. I should have known. Okay.
Maury. Don't put me in the drawing. I'm already not going to be here.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, Maury.
I'll be at the race.
Okay. Hey, how's car sales going?
Up and down, good days, bad days. Weather a little bit affects it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We're doing fine.
Okay, good to hear from you. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, good enough, yeah. That's a nice looking lot they got there, too. Okay, let me see. Cooper Auto Supply, yes. Dealt there for years. Cooper Auto Supply. All right, got that one. Now, here. The popcorn business started on Mount Vernon Avenue. The founder of the popcorn business.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C., in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
11:45 is the time, and we'll be here for another 10 minutes or so. Our big drawing is coming up at 11:55. Oh, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do at that time. I'll give you the choice. The choice of the Bridgedale Lions Club ticket, Jimmy John's sandwich, Arby's sandwich. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Okay. So that's what we'll be choosing from at 11:55 this morning. All right. Let me see. Yeah, our smoothie is gone, apparently. Did it fall down? Well, it disappeared. Okay, I've got Jimmy John's, a sandwich there, an Arby's sandwich, and one free meal. One small free meal at Arby's. Whoa. On McMahon Boulevard. I should have mentioned that. It's the Arby's on McMahon Boulevard. Where you get one free meal, small size, at 175 McMahon Boulevard. I could have had another question. Name the two McMahon boys. I've known for most of my lifetime, the McMahon boys. Yeah. You know them? Yeah, one's a driver for River Valley Schools. Yeah, bus number 21, I think. Okay. And Jerry and John McMahon. Yeah, I remember. I used to go to their farm and buy feed for our donkeys. Good morning.
John and Jerry.
Yes, John and Jerry.
Finally.
Yeah. Hey, let me put your name down for the drawing here.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, what's your name?
Sharon Russell.
Sharon, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you know them?
Yes, I went to school with them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, John, boy, he's not retired yet, just drives that bus every day.
Oh, I know. They're busy.
And we've got a dog that still waits for them because my granddaughter used to get off. And my dog goes to the window about 4:15 every day waiting for John to come by in the bus.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Sharon, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah. Let me put this down here. Okay. I'm writing as I speak, which not everybody can do, but a lot of people try. Okay. Now, let me see here. Okay, the business, the popcorn industry, the man who founded the popcorn industry once lived on Mount Vernon Avenue, and I need you to tell me the place where he lived. Now, he married the daughter, he married the daughter of Mr. King that had King's Mill, you know, and they apparently lived in this rather nice place. What place am I talking about? Where you might say the popcorn industry in Marion actually got a start. Oh, no, they didn't make popcorn there. But the Mr. Brown that lived there with his wife, along with Mr. King, started the popcorn industry. All right. But what was the name of the building they were in? What was the name of the building? 7403-39944. Or here's another. Can you tell me who invented the vacuum tube that is no longer used in anything but high-powered transmitters? But who invented the vacuum tube that we used to have in every radio in the house? We had at least one vacuum tube and maybe four or five. And the man that invented that tube was a friend of the man that got me started in radio. And that's the truth. The man I'm looking for, who invented the vacuum tube, he and the guy that got me started in radio put in the first police radio in a police cruiser in the United States. But who was this man that invented the vacuum tube? What was his name? Okay. But get that, we'll put somebody else in for the drawing here. Okay, the first letter in his name was D. In fact, the two first letters were D-E. What was his name? Invented the vacuum tube. Boy, it went on from there. He made millions. Woo, did he make. He was like Thomas Edison with light bulbs, only this man with vacuum tubes, where you had to have a vacuum and a filament and a grid and all these other things that would amplify a signal. And this man invented the vacuum tube. What was his name? Oh, and don't forget, too, tomorrow, the 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., the big old-fashioned feed at the Morrill UM Church in Morrill, Ohio. And that's just down the road from where Ebenezer Roseberry lived. Okay. Name the man that invented the vacuum tube. It's 11:51 right now. We don't have much time left here. Okay. Or name the building where the Hoover Brown once lived with his wife and his father-in-law. I think I got that right. On Mount Vernon Avenue, what was the name of the building? Now, that should be easy. 7403-839944. And the building is still there. And it has white trees surround on one side of it. Sycamore trees, that is. What's the name of that place? It was once put on the National Register of Historic Places because I was there the day that plaque was presented. It's 11:52 right now. What's the name of that? You go by it. If you go on Mount Vernon Avenue, you go right by it. I don't know if it says what it is or what it was. What it was football. Remember that? What it was football. Remember Andy Griffith? Yeah, where Andy Griffith came out in the early 50s with that twangy Southern accent on what it was football. Remember? Yeah. Okay. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, John Ambrose Fleming invented the vacuum tube.
Who was it?
John Ambrose Fleming.
Well, that's not the guy I've got. I've got Mr. DeForest.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let me put your name down. Do I have your name in for a drawing yet?
You've got my wife's name in there.
Oh, okay. All right.
That'll work.
I'm surprised it said, but Dr. Lee DeForest was the inventor of the vacuum tube. Interesting.
Well, primarily from Vernon.
We have John Andrews Fleming in our book here.
No kidding. I'll have to.
He's an electrical engineer and a physicist, known primarily for inventing in 1904 the first vacuum tube.
Well, isn't that something?
Also called a thoromanonic valve, vacuum diode, Keytron.
Yeah.
Or the Fleming valve.
Well, isn't that?
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate that information. Okay. Oops, excuse me. I coughed right in your face. Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people to draw from. You want to be, here's a freebie. Give me a buzz, and I'll put you on the list. Just give me a call, 740-383-9944. And you'll have your choice of an Arby's, of a Jimmy John's, or the Ridgedale. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Charlie Durst.
Yeah, the building on Mount Vernon Avenue is Etowah.
Etowah, right. Well, Charlie, I'll put your name down here then.
No, that's okay. I just won
a
couple days ago.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Etowah, yes, okay. What did Etowah stand for? You can read about that in history. I think it's an old Indian name. You know, everything is an old Kukwa. That was do you know that we used to have a contest in Marion? King Kukwa? Yeah, and we had a contest. I'm surprised I didn't invent that one. King Kukwa. I'll get more information on that and relate it because I think it's funny. I think it's something we ought to do again. Liven things up around town. I mean, yeah, things are lively, but I mean, not in politics. King Kukwa. Wouldn't it be something to go around with that title? Who are you? I'm King Kukwa. Okay, folks, we're going to make a drawing now. All right. And let me see here. First of all, I'm going to award the Ridgedale ticket. Now, I've got all these written down here. Okay, and now we're going to see who wins the Ridgedale ticket. And I'm pointing, wait a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, I just tuned in. So what did a person have to do to be King Kukwa?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, okay. I will have that next week. King Kukwa.
To be continued. This is like the old cliffhangers.
That's right. It's in
House. Okay, bye, Charlie.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think it's in House History of Ohio. Or somewhere there, King Kukwa. I just saw that the other day. I've got enough books on Marion history to sink the. That's right. And next week I'm going to bring in my Morse code sender, and send the same letters that the Titanic sent as it was sinking. Until the radio room filled with water, that is. I'm going to send the Morse code of what it would have been sending as it sunk. And seeing if you can identify it. You have to get out your books on Morse code. Okay. All right, now, first of all, Rich Kaufman I pulled out here. Okay, he wins the Ridgedale ticket. Okay, let me put that down here. All right, now, we need to make another drawing here. This is for Arby's. Arby's one free meal, small size, at McMahon Boulevard. Okay, and let me pull one out here. Okay. Let me see. Who do I have here? Oh, Kathy Crist. Oh, okay. Let me put that down. Kathy Crist, Arby's. Okay. All right, got that. And put Ridge, Rich Kaufman for Ridgedale. Okay. Now, that leaves me with one more. Jimmy John's. Okay, here we go with Jimmy John's. Let me see what we've got here. All right. Judy Summers. Oh, okay. Okay. This is Jimmy John's. Okay, I'll write that down. And that's going to take care of it for today, isn't it? Yes, okay. We've got Rich Kaufman won the Ridgedale ticket. And the Jimmy John's, won by Judy Summers. And the Arby's was won by Kathy Crist. How about that? Okay, another caller coming in. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, this is Judy.
Yes.
And draw somebody else for the Jimmy John's, because I have one from last year I haven't used.
Okay, we'll do
that,
Judy.
Somebody else.
Okay, thanks. All right. Okay, we'll do that right now. Let me cross her off. Okay. All right. Here we go. Sharon Russell.
You're listening to WWPH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. I just, it's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address, 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chop.